Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Oh, how I wish you could join in on that. I wish you were here watching, those of you who are watching this from afar, that is, so that I could hear you exclaim in response, "He is risen indeed." The few people here have said it with gusto and faith, but it's obviously not the same without everybody. And so we miss you and can't wait for your return. That reunion looks like it won't be until early May, as you may have heard that the prohibition on public masses has been extended through April 30th. So our own resurrection from this pandemic will not be until May. In a figurative sense, this pandemic has so many of us in a tomb, right? Isolated from the world and our normal routines. And it's created for us somewhat of a new normal. It's a new normal that for some has been very lonely, for others debilitating to their health, whether that be their physical, mental, or emotional health. For still others, it has been devastating for their financial well-being, their livelihood. And for those in the front lines, those essential workers, this new normal may be draining and exhausting because the world is relying on your sacrificial service all the more in these distressing times. So thank you for your service. But take courage. What we celebrate in this Easter season, that the power of Christ's resurrection has definitively defeated sin and death, assures us that a new and resurrected life will result from this time in the tomb. Be assured of this, friends. The resurrection of Jesus leads to the resurrection of his church. Jesus is our head, and the church is his body. His resurrection includes our own, and this church will once again be filled. Right? I wrote that in my Eastern message to you in the bulletin that no one will read because you're not here to pick it up. Unless you see the online version, of course. And so I proclaim that sure and certain hope to you again on this Easter Sunday, that the resurrection of Jesus leads to the resurrection of his church. Jesus is our head, and the church is his body. Where the head goes, the body of Christ, the church, will undoubtedly follow. And so our aim in life is to cleave to Jesus because his resurrection includes our own. Take in that truth for yourself, right? The resurrection of Jesus leads to our own. How apropos that the forecasted national peak of this pandemic was yesterday, April 11. From this day that we celebrate the resurrection, the pandemic is supposedly in its decline. Whether that prediction proves true or not, it's a symbolic reminder that all things eventually pass, except for the enduring and steadfast goodness and love of God that conquers all things. And despite all these different kinds of suffering that this pandemic has unleashed upon us, God cannot be outdone by such evils. He can bring good even out of tragic situations and tragic choices that humanity has made. This, in fact, is the central mystery that we celebrate in this Holy Week that has just passed, and now this Easter season. God the Son took all the horror that the evil one and that we as a fallen humanity could dish out upon him. And he not only persevered and conquered, but he made his passion and death and resurrection the very means of our salvation and our eternal glory for all who believe. And so, we as God's people participate in that victory precisely by our own perseverance in living a life of union with God, no matter what the world throws at us, pandemic and all of it. And while those trials in life may not be easy, we ultimately cannot be defeated when we live with his power and the life of the Holy Spirit within us. Because the Holy Spirit, of which you and I are temples, can never be vanquished. As an Easter people, let us stake our very lives on this truth. God's goodness and love cannot be vanquished, but conquers all things in the end. So gird your loins, people of God. Pray daily and so cultivate your capacity to hear God's voice speaking into your life and breathing His own divine life into it. And lead those in your household to that sure and certain hope that you hold in your own heart. You may not have ready access to the sacraments these days, but we as your parish staff have worked to provide you the aids and resources you need to cultivate that daily prayer life, to go deep in your relationship with God, and to share that hope with the people around you. Have you taken advantage of those aids and resources? And recently, we've been making those aids and resources available online, right? You may have noticed how our online presence has increased exponentially in order that you may have access to those opportunities. Father Brian and I have been in virtual contact with you regularly through Holy Mass, the Rosary, and other prayer opportunities, and simply to share our quarantined life with you via live streams and social media. Our parish life and faith formation team in Shane, Todd, Angel, Claire, they've provided online retreats and are available to meet with you via Zoom or by telephone or by email to give you personalized guidance. And our regular email newsletter on Thursday, our website, our Facebook page, My Parish App, and our weekly bulletin have kept you informed and connected with God's family and have recommended the best of online content available for growing in your faith journey with the Lord, right? Call it curated spiritual guidance. And so our parish representatives, too, are calling our parishioners to gather your prayer intentions and survey the needs of our parishioners to see what we can do collectively to support one another in these next 3 weeks. And by the way, thanks to one of our parishioners, we now have the votive candles stands back underneath the statues of both Mary and Joseph. I think it was Jean Holder that noticed that on one of our videos how wonderful it was to have them back after decades of not having them. So during this time when you can't come in and light them yourselves, light votive candles for yourselves, you can write your prayer intentions down and put them inside your offertory envelope that you mail in, or if you give online, just mail it in a normal envelope. And we will light a candle for you, symbolic of how your prayers remain before the Lord, even while we are not in church. You know, Father Brian and I have been keeping you, all of you that have been negatively affected in these different ways. We've been keeping you near and dear to our hearts through our daily prayer. Some of you we have prayed for by name. If you have send in your prayer requests via email or social media. So be encouraged, right? Be encouraged. We may be still experiencing a sense of suffering and being in the tomb at this present time, but for those who unite those sufferings to our Lord's passion and death, the resurrection will come. These times are preparing for us for a much greater glory yet to be revealed. I am confident of this. The first disciples, you know, waited in the upper room praying and preparing for God's power to be unleashed, and they could not fathom the glory when it came as they beheld the resurrection and Pentecost, right? And so let us prepare ourselves in the upper room of our hearts for a new Pentecost, filling ourselves this Easter season more and more with the Holy Spirit of the resurrected Lord. I know many of you are already experiencing that deeper, richer relationship with God already, because many of you have been expressing that this Lent and Holy Week, ironically, has been your best, most prayerful one yet. You've taken advantage of all these various opportunities to still your soul and sense that quiet voice of God amidst the noise of the world. Father Brian and I have been so encouraged by how this horrible pandemic has strangely been a very grace time for many of you. Proof again of how God can bring good out of evil. Your numerous comments prompted us to discuss how God is using this unique time to prepare many of your hearts and minds to be stronger disciples than ever of the Lord than ever before. But we also discussed how great a tragedy it would be after many have experienced a richer and more profound relationship with the Lord, richer and more profound relationships with their family members, and a richer and more profound sense of peace within their lives. How great a tragedy it would be to go from living in that much more balanced and human way that makes time for faith and family and for health of soul and body, that after all of this has passed, those who have experienced these priceless fruits would go back to the old normal and succumb to the idols of the world once again. Such a lamentable outcome of these historic weeks is like Israel going back to the slavery of Egypt instead of steadily moving forward to the true promised land of heaven. And so once again, I say, gird your loins, people of God. We urge you to retain the good things from this new normal, such as praying daily, continuing to cultivate your capacity to hear God's voice speaking into your life, breathing His own life into you, and leading those in your household to the sure and certain hope that you hold in your heart. And I want to give focus to that challenge and invite you into something concrete to work on that retains the good of this new normal. So I'd like to give you some homework for this month of April. You know, our teachers are doing it, so I'm going to do it as your pastor. I would like for you to share with me via email to info@stjohnjackson.org in one page or less. Either number one, how your faith and spiritual life has been sparked or deepened during these last few weeks. Or number two, for some of you who have been following the Lord for a while, how the Lord has powerfully worked in your own life to change your life and make you His disciple. In other words, share your story. Share your journey of faith. And perhaps that spark has been recent. Perhaps the Holy Spirit is moving your hearts just now on this Easter Sunday. In fact, I already, we issued this challenge first time late last night at the Easter Vigil, and already this morning we had some responses, and one beautiful response in particular is one who has been away from the church for a long time, for years, because she was embittered. Some things happened in her life that wounded her and made it difficult to cope, and she was blaming it on God. But then she, through this virtual online thing, she found healing and a healing balm in watching these and hearing not judgment, which was she was interpreting through her lens of how she had been wounded, but she heard the invitation of Jesus. Jesus speaking to her, inviting her back with His mercy and forgiveness. So share what your hopes are for the rest of this month and draw out a new normal for what life will be like once this month is over. Right? That's your homework. Simply share your story in one page or less. Begin to put into words the reason for the hope that is within you, St. Peter says, and how God has drawn you or is drawing you now to Himself. And please share words that you would not mind being shared with others, whether with your name or anonymously. And again, that email is info@stjohnjackson.org. Shane will place that email in the comments section for you. After this month is over, perhaps even during this month, as I receive them, I hope to share excerpts of these in some regular fashion online as a way to spread good news until we all have broken away from our tombs, right? And are joined together once again in the house of the Lord. That weekend in May will still be during the Easter season. So I look forward to you and your hearty response to the truth that we celebrate this day, that Christ is risen, that He has risen indeed.